Exclusive interview, Zach Hess, MOVAO founder. There has been an increase in the amount of various blockchain-based prediction markets in recent years, starting from stocks, Eternity and ending with Augur and Gnosis. However, many of the cryptocurrency community participants still biased regarding the bright future of the prediction markets technology. One way or the other, not everybody's skeptical in this tech, given the fact that one of the first Bitcoin hedge funds, Xandi, has rolled out on Nasdaq an index called DeFix, which full of decentralized finance, DeFi, projects including prediction market blockchains like Augur, Gnosis and etc. In such a big diversity, it is a difficult question to answer which project contains a lot of potentials and whether we should wait for another tech bubble. In order to answer those questions, we have reached out to Zach Hess, the guy who designed Augur with Eternity and the main developer of a new blockchain-based prediction market called MOVAO, VEO. I hold, you helped work on Augur and Eternity but moved forward to develop your own vision in MOVAO. What's the most important difference you see between MOVAO and these other projects? Zach Hess, Eternity gave up on trying to have a secure oracle system. They have dropped out of the competition for the market of financial derivatives. At this point, it isn't clear what problem Eternity is trying to solve. It seems like a mishmash of random features that they decided to put together. Augur is still trying to make markets for financial derivatives, they are still trying to compete with us. Some differences between MOVAO and Augur are: Augur bets are on-chain, which causes problems related to gas costs, privacy, security against front-running, and scalability. MOVAO bets are inside state channels, so all these problems are solved. Augur's security requires the value of their subcurrency to be high, so Augur can only be secure if enough trading fees are being paid to the people holding REP. This makes Augur expensive, and it makes Augur vulnerable to parasite contracts. In MOVAO we don't have any trading fees, there is no subcurrency that needs to stay valuable, and we are not vulnerable to parasite contracts. I hold, the cryptocurrency VEO, which is native to the MOVAO project, is minted in a similar way to Bitcoin. Do you believe the MOVAO is decentralized similarly to Bitcoin? If not, what would make VEO decentralized in your view? Zach Hess, MOVAO is decentralized similar to Bitcoin. But POW, the consensus mechanism used by MOVAO and Bitcoin, it is less effective for small currencies that do not yet have ASICs. Eventually, when MOVAO is more popular, it will have ASICs and be as secure and decentralized as Bitcoin. I hold, your recent discussion of a POS vulnerability includes bribery as a way to destabilize POS systems. Is proof of stake doomed to fail? Do you think the POW run by MOVAO consensus mechanism is scalable and sustainable? For many proof-of-stake designs, if you build something like colored coins on top of their protocol, this is a kind of parasite contract that can cause the entire system to collapse. Because it becomes impossible to measure the ratio of value staked versus value transferred, Zach Hess, at Zach_Bitcoin, September 7, 2019. Zach Hess, the very best mathematical models of security currently available to us say that POS cannot be secure. But maybe in the future, we will have better models for security, and then we will find out that POS is possible. I don't have a lot of confidence that POS is possible or impossible. Cryptocurrency is a rapidly changing field, it is difficult to predict what it will look like in 10 years. Lately, we have been considering changing MOVAO to use a POS/POW hybrid system. We are thinking of having a hard-coded white list of who is allowed to run a mining pool, and that we will add more mining pools to this list by the hot update as needed. This can prevent hashrate rental attacks, which will be an issue until we have ASICs. Subscribe to our Telegram channel to stay up to date on the latest crypto and blockchain news.